Two fatal crashes shake East County, Santee events, and a weather caution for the backcountry. Two separate fatal crashes in the El Cajon area have emerged through recent reporting, rattling communities in San Diego's East County. The first involved a reported fatal crash on Chase Avenue in El Cajon, with a Santee resident among those involved. The second was a separate incident in which a motorcyclist was killed after crashing into parked cars in East County with excessive speed, described as a likely contributing factor. Specific addresses, identities, and the full investigative status had not been independently verified as of Saturday morning. The El Cajon Police Department and the San Diego County Sheriff's Department remain the authoritative sources for confirmed details. The incidents arrive against a backdrop of ongoing concern about speed and road safety in East County, conversation that has included recent attention to traffic infrastructure improvements along corridors such as Jamacha Road in El Cajon. On a community note, the Santee Lakes Foundation and VFW Post 9327 are hosting the 250th Patriotic Palooza Picnic today, August 15th. Start time and entry details were not fully confirmed in available sources. Residents are encouraged to contact Santee Lakes or VFW Post 9327 directly. Those heading to the area should also note that the footbridge associated with the YMCA and Santee Community Center remains closed for the duration of summer due to ongoing construction at the Santee Community Center. No reopening date has been announced publicly. A weather caution is also in effect for anyone heading east toward the mountains or desert. Recent thunderstorms east of Santee produced a severe thunderstorm warning near the Interstate 8 corridor, with reported risks including small hail and wind gusts approaching 50 miles per hour. That pattern was not active as of Saturday morning, but late summer afternoon instability can develop quickly in the backcountry. Anyone traveling toward Alpine or the desert is advised to check conditions before departing and to move to a hardtop vehicle if thunder develops.